You listen to Vectis Radio. It's got Joe Farnsworth in, and he's in on the four-piece course, and you've been with us now for a couple of weeks.
I have.
And are you enjoying yourself?
I am, yes.
Good, because when you first came in, we thought, you know, I didn't know whether you were going to enjoy it or not, because you didn't really have an interest in radio, but we talked about photography.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and you've taken some brilliant photos for the team here that work here. They've got all getting new profile pics, and you've worked through about half of them, and it's quite difficult to get them all in one place. And hopefully, there's about three or four turning up today.
Hopefully,
so we can continue with the project. So you're 18.
I am.
Hail from the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm.
Lived here all your life?
I have.
Okay, and you live over in, is it Bembridge?
Bembridge, yeah.
Okay, so you lived there since you were born?
About 9 years, I think.
Around 9 years. So where did you live before that?
Braden.
Braden. So it's not too much of a change. I mean, Braden's not too far away. Bit quieter in Bembridge, I would have thought.
A bit quieter, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What school did you go to?
I did go to Sandown.
Sandown? All right, and what sort of stuff, what qualifications did you get when you leave, did you?
I had GCSEs and pretty much everything, and A-levels in graphics, art, and creative media.
You never said that. A-levels in graphics. Right, okay, we'll get you working on the graphics then as well. So now you got a rough idea of how radio works.
I do.
And we did the show together last week, and we did a lot of it was based on the American election and so on and so forth. You've been very vocal on that over the last... Well, over the last week or so.
Angry rants about politics.
Yeah. So, how annoyed are you on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the angriest.
Yeah, 10. 10.
10.
10.
I mean, we were just saying, look, the American people voted in that way. They deserve what they get.
Yeah, they deserve the worst.
You voted the clown in, you mm-hmm. made your bed, you lay in it. That's mm-hmm. the message from us.
Yeah.
It's only going to be 4 years, because he won't do 8. So don't panic.
Yeah, are we sure? This is Trump here. He'll probably change the rules. President for life.
So what do you want to do when you kind of you know, have to find and make that way in the world? I mean, I know, I remember when I was 18, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. There was a number of things that I wanted to sort of, do I want to do that, do I want to do that, and it was a confidence thing, trying to make that decision. So have you got any ideas? I know your photography is the big thing.
I'm quite passionate about photography. I'd quite like to do quite a lot of things in media. Films and stuff are quite interesting.
Yeah.
I watched Doctor Strange the other day, and it's just, you sit there and you just watch all the graphics and things and all the cinematography and everything. You just look at it and be like, that'd be really cool to be part of that team, to do something like that. So I think that'd be quite interesting.
Have you got like anything built up, or like a catalogue of stuff that you could sort of send somebody if you do?
I have some things I did in media.
Yeah.
But they're not the best pieces of film you'll ever see, but I'll try and make things better.
Okay, well, look, we'll work on that, because there's a lot of things we want to work on. I mean, because radio is a form of communication. Obviously, it's not just sitting in front of two microphones and flapping our gums. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and, you know, pictures communicate with people, and obviously we're going to be doing some filming of 4P students while they're working and so on and so forth. So you're hopefully going to stick around for a while.
Hopefully.
We'll work on that. And as I say, if you want to check out any of Joe's work, there's some of it on our website. We're just in the process of working out how to stick the pictures on as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we haven't figured that out yet.
So if Dom's listening, our the guy that works behind the scenes on the website, does our breakfast show as well, maybe he'll get in touch and help us.
Please
how
help.
To stick pictures up. So how old were you when you got your first camera?
I don't remember. I've always been quite interested. You get all the disposable cameras when I was a kid, just run around taking photos of things. I've always been quite interested, but you never realise, like, when it was just a part of my life, just running around with a camera, you never realise how kind of interested you actually are until like a year ago.
I must admit, I mean, I kind of feel old now, because you talked about disposable cameras. And yeah, I remember them, but I remember the ones where you could take a picture and it came out of the machine there and then.
Or a Polaroid.
Yeah. It was a Polaroid, Instamatic.
Yeah.
And you used to get about 10 pictures in one big chunk, and you just put them in there and take a picture. And you used to have these big flashes as well.
Yeah.
And you could only use them once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how things have changed. It's incredible. So you've got a super-duper camera.
I do, yeah.
What sort of camera have you got?
Panasonic, Lumix, FZ1000, DSLR.
Okay, so we're talking a lot of money there. A lot of money's worth?
Yeah, quite a bit of money's worth.
Pride and joy?
Where's my dad's? So
oh right, it's his pride and joy.
It's his pride and joy, and I just borrow it because
claimed it.
Yeah,
fine.
I use it more than him.
All right. Well, we'll spend a bit more time together over the coming weeks, and it's good to have you come in on a Thursday because there's not too many people floating around here. The sales guy has the day off, and we used to have Maxine come in, but she's now working, so she's only in once a month now. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time, she's going to come back. But we'll probably talk about the Don. In a little while, because I think you should be known as the Don, because they'll make a film. They will make a film, won't they? Who do you think should play Donald Trump?
Himself. I think he'll play himself. I don't. Perfect. He'll only want to play himself. He won't let anyone else.
Perfect. I was going to come on this morning and say the Americans have changed the national anthem, and you know that they're not going to use that American thing anymore. They're going to use the new anthem. Will go somewhere along the lines of because wow, what do they say about George W. Bush? He was a cowboy, and now they've got a clown in the White House.